Good morning. I'm Jim McClellan, the Director of Publications for Liberty Fund and the host for this first session devoted to the writings of Emmy Bradford. I'd like to welcome you all to the Holy City and to the land of John C. Calhoun. Today, incidentally, happens to be one of the greatest of all days for conservatives in this country. It's really our only conservative holiday, as you know. At 2 o'clock in the morning, we actually turn the clock back. I'd like to read a passage to you before we get started from a great biography here that I have with me on John C. Calhoun by Margaret Coit, with a nice introduction by Clyde Wilson, who's with us today. It begins this way. Men told of a land where the green grass swept down to the green sea with only a line of foam to show where one ended and the other began. Men told of a sea of green grass that swept straight to the horizon and rolled into great waves when the wind blew. Men told of nights, bright as day, when huge stars and glittering fireflies turned the prairie into blue fire and bathed every wild rose and geranium, every blade of fine, wiry grass, in effervescent light. Men told of a lone star hanging over the horizon, leading them to new dreams and new hopes. Men told of a great country, fresh from the hand of God, Texas. And this session is a little bit about Texas, because it's about Emmy Bradford, who loved Texas like a brother. And it seems most appropriate that we do this in South Carolina, because if it weren't for John C. Calhoun, we might not have had Mel Bradford. John C. Calhoun was Secretary of State who masterminded the annexation of Texas back in 1845. Our first speaker this morning hails from Florida Atlantic University. His name is Marshall DeRosa. He took his PhD at Houston. He's the author of The Confederate Constitution of 1861, recently published by the University of Missouri Press. He's currently working on two books, Disparaging the Fundamental Right of Popular Control, a book on the Ninth Amendment, and a third book he's working on dealing with the subject of secession. Professor DeRosa's topic this morning is The Constitution, the South, and Emmy Bradford, Theoretical Heresies for the 21st Centuries. I ask you to welcome Professor DeRosa.